Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.
Hey, baby.
I got a lot of money.
Howard, please. This is beneath
you. No, this is exactly me.
Casanova.
You are evil, Demeter.
What you call me? It's not true.
Is it joke, my darling?
Why do you men so treasure this joking so?
Do you love me?
What can I say when you ask? You shouldn't ask, you know. I'll tell you when I feel like it.
Would you like me to give you something to make you sleep?
Now, there's a good idea.
All right, then. Come with me.
Well, thank you for joining me for another edition of the Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario. This is the one where we're tying all the bows together. We're thinking about how these men live their life and what they had in common, what made them the guys that they are. And there's a lot of similarities between all of them, but then some stark differences as well. We've covered people like Errol Flynn, Gunter Sachs, George Hamilton, Casanova, Porfirio Ruby Rosa, Marquis de Portago, just some of the people that we've covered over the last 6 months. They're all very fascinating men. They've got a lot of things in common. And I can tell you, one thing is be rich and have a title or be an important person like Errol Flynn or George Hamilton. They're part of popular culture, or certainly being a prince or a king. Wealth, absolutely vital. There's none of them are poor. They might have come from poor backgrounds. For example, Casanova and Porfirio Ruby Rosa. They did not come from wealth at all. In fact, they were poor men. But what's amazing is that they gravitated towards the right people. In Casanova's case, he had a benefactor who he kind of mucked that one up. Eventually, I think he slept with the guy's wife and then got kicked out. But he just moved on to some other wealthier woman and looked for another benefactor. And Porfirio Ruby Rosa was exactly the same thing. He married into what was the dictatorship at the time. And then married on and married on and married on. It wasn't until he basically was single and out in the cold and had lost all his money that suddenly this particular trip was not working for him anymore. But yes, being rich and having a title or some sort of important job is vital. The Italian playboys, I think, were probably the ones who probably did the best. They were probably the classiest out of all the ones that we read. And of course, those particular guys influence all the other lounge lotharios as well. Things like driving a fancy sports car, for example. Dying in the sports car, even better if you want to achieve ultimate lounge lothario status. They're pretty much all into sports cars, tiny little Ferraris and things like that, and drove furiously as well. Many of them lived on the Riviera, very common, or lived in Italy. And if they weren't living there, then they were certainly world travellers. Interestingly, being married isn't necessarily an issue. In fact, all of them were married, at least at some point. Now, that's not to say that they were the, husbands of the year. No, certainly not. But they were all married. They often fell in love. Now, maybe this is a product of the time where, people didn't necessarily live together, but they did get married. So that could be a commonality, I suppose, that they all sort of adhere to this cultural norm. But yeah, many of them married on and off, certainly married many times. That's super common amongst all of them. And that said, when they did leave their wives, they were very cold about it, all of them, cold as. Once those women were out, they were out. These guys moved on rather furiously and very fast and left a trail of destruction behind them. All of them dressed well. They're very, very charismatic men, the kind of men that other men want to be with and women want to be with as well. They could have been leaders of industry. Often they were simply layabouts. And that's another thing that was very common. Most of them weren't exactly the career-minded type executives. A lot of them spent more time carousing and hanging out than they did actually working. Most of them, I would say, are probably fairly lazy. And that seems to be a fairly common thing. Be lazy and depend on somebody else to bring in the money. There were a couple of rich ones as well that simply were born into the wealth, and it just simply came their way and they didn't have to do anything about it. A lot of things that were very, very different, I suppose. that you're going to find in this Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario. If there's anybody that I haven't covered, I'd certainly love to hear from you. And we can continue this series. It has been suggested to me that maybe I cover the femme fatales of the 1960s, so we might have a look at that as a concept as well for this year. Thanks for joining me for Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario. I hope to bring it to you again should we discover some new and interesting chaps.